It's good to have Carl Partain and his family with us. And I'd ask that you pray for his wife, Angie, and their little baby. The baby has a pulmonary valve problem. And probably as soon as the baby's born, they're going to have to do some surgery to open that up. And you pray that the Lord would help them and work in that area of need. But it's good to have them here with us. They're going to sing a couple of numbers for us. Then we're going to have some preaching here this morning. Amen. Y'all sing.
Aren't you glad that heaven's going to fix all of our problems? This song written several years ago, back when I was a teenage boy, by Miss Kyla Rowland, Heaven Will Fix It All. Amen. And a lot of people's asked about my older son and daughter, and of course they've gotten older, jobs and marriage and all kind of things. One thing about having eight kids, you just go down to the next generation. Waverly's going to sing this song for you, and she's a little nervous about it, but I want to get this message across to you. That is the truth. Heaven's going to fix all of our problems. Heaven will fix it all.
Jesus is coming soon. I know that is true. Oh, what a glory day for me and for you.
Switch that up for me just a minute, Becky. Can you mute that? I'm going to switch over to a computer. Drew was going down the road, and he called me on the phone, my oldest son. He said, Dad, you got to hear this song. He said, I've cried all the way to work. And the song says this. It's kind of contrary to our flesh. But it says, Lord, make me blind so I might see. Make me lame so I can praise you from my knees. Let me hunger, let me thirst until your word is all I need. Because when I'm weak, I'm stronger for it. I told my wife and I told my church, and she's watching by Facebook right now. I told her, I said, honey, tune in this morning. We're going to sing Stronger For It. And that's become mine and her theme song through this trial we're going through. You know, you try your best to be strong in front of your people. Week after week in front of different congregations, and you show up to try to help them, and really you need more help than they do. But I found out when I'm weak, that's when I am the strongest. When God's got me on my knees, that's when I pray the most. It's when I read the most. It's when I commune the most with my Lord. So you enjoy this song, and I'll enjoy it too. I'm stronger for it. Sing it.
So I count the cost and trust you as your child. I saw your crown of thorns and how you gladly wore it. And every cross I bear, I'm stronger for it. Make me blind that I might see. Make me praise you from my knees. Let me hunger, let me thirst until your word is all I need. 'Cause when I'm weak, I'm strong. Make me lame that I might praise you from my knees.
appreciated that, say amen. I appreciate the truth behind all that. The only way really to get help is helping somebody else. That's it. When Jesus heard about John the Baptist passing, now Jesus doesn't need any help, but his life is an example to us. When he heard about the death of John the Baptist, he retired to the wilderness. But you know what? The multitudes came with the lame and the sick and the blind. And you see, Jesus is teaching us that the only way to get help for our life when we're facing things we don't understand is we go to helping somebody else meet their needs. I appreciate the song this morning. It's good to have Brother Mark Thrift. Brother Mark, you come on around. He's the pastor intermetrius at the Parkwood Baptist Church in Houston, Texas. Never had met this man until about 3 years ago. I'd heard about him, preached with him, and he has been a blessing to my life. And I felt like he ought to preach for us this morning. I want you to hear him gladly, and that God would touch him and use him. He certainly has been a blessing to me, and I'm glad I've got to meet some people on this side of the river. Amen. Brother Mark.